Yeah, it is. It's fantastic to be back up here again. These kids haven't competed indoors in 2 years since before the pandemic. So some of them, in my club anyway, definitely haven't even had the chance to race on an indoor track. So they get to get back at it and have a go at it today is it's brilliant because it's a completely different experience racing indoors than it is outdoors.
Just tell us about some of the results so far. You're up there as a coach with Kilmore, and some of your athletes have already been in action.
Yes, they have. Yeah, so our highest result so far is Tiara Martin. She finished fifth in the girls under 19 800. And then I had one girl, unfortunately, she was so unfortunate in her 800. She finished half a second outside of qualifying for the final of the 800 under 15s, Ava Barry. And then a lot of the others would be relatively new to competing indoors. So they would have joined the club in March just as the pandemic started in 2019, and they've never competed before at all. So it's all a massive learning curve for a lot of them. Just getting them here and getting them competing is all the experience I want for them at the moment.
And as a coach then, tell us a bit more about Ava. You know, missing out on half a second there, you know, that could be heartbreaking for somebody so young. So how do you as a coach get them back on track after something like that?
Well, you always have to be positive, and like I don't see the point in berating somebody or giving out to them because they missed out on half a second. Like, that's a massive achievement for her that she got that close. She's still very young. She's only barely 13, and she's still very young. She's never raced 800 meters before, and to get within half a second of qualifying for a Leinster final is amazing, because I know that outdoors in a couple of months' time, she puts the work in. I mean, that Leinster final is definitely there for her for the taking, and if she goes even better than that and gets a medal, that's all anybody can ever hope for. It's just that your athletes are going out and performing to their best ability, and they might finish last in a race, but they could run a PB, and that might be their standard, and that's all you can ask for from them, really, as a coach.
Absolutely. And then, you know, that will obviously spur her on, as you say, into the outdoor sessions and, you know, maybe onto cross country or other races like that. So I guess it's about kind of accentuating the positives really from something like that, and just realizing that, you know, she has this experience under her belt now. And, you know, we've seen plenty of other athletes, when they do have disappointment like that, they can use that as fuel to spur them on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely. And that's mostly what this weekend is about for me and my athletes. It's getting the experience, seeing where they're at, and then lighting a fire underneath them to continue for the outdoor season and improving on that in a couple of months' time.
And listen, they've got a brilliant coach there and somebody who knows how to do it both indoors and outdoors as well in yourself. So just tell us a bit more about your own running career. When did you first fall in love with athletics?
Jesus, Aidan, I have been running since I can't even remember, like 4 or 5. So I've always been at it. It's never not been a hobby that I've done or a sport that I've done. My mum was an avid runner and a coach in the club, and I guess I've just followed along in her footsteps. I used to come last in like everything, and I mean like Paddy last in the sprints, in the
Right.
jumps, in the hurdles, like Paddy last in everything. And it wasn't until I was about 11 or 12 when I really kind of made a breakthrough and started winning county titles or making All Ireland cross countries, qualifying out of Leinster, you know, making those kind of teams, like county teams, winning medals in Leinsters and things like that. I just kind of naturally developed along that way. As a senior, then, I mean, I've had some really high highs and some really low lows, and like that kind of comes with the territory in this sport. Your lows are really low, and there are lots of them, and then your highs are really high, but they're like far and few between, and that's what keeps you going. So you just have to push on and just be consistent, and that's all I'm trying to do, and just make sure I love the sport. Couldn't imagine doing anything else, really, to be honest with you.
And it's very interesting to hear you talking about, you know, you started running basically at 4 or 5 years of age, but it was, you know, 8, 9 years before you started to see any results of it. And like you say, finishing Paddy last can be a huge blow for somebody so young. So we've just talked about how Ava gets over disappointment. How did you get over disappointment at that age?
I don't think I really cared, to be honest with you. I just was out there having fun. Like, my mum often says she remembers I come Paddy last in a race and then run back over to her and just ask, right, what's the next event then, Mom, and run off again for another event. I don't think I really cared about coming last or where I was. I was just out there having fun, and that's what it's all about as a younger age.
Do you think it's important as well that, you know, somebody at that age, kind of the juvenile level, that they actually, you know, kind of experience all different sports and all different kinds of athletics, you know, trying out cross country, trying indoors, trying 500 metres or 800 metres or 1500 metres, broaden themselves out a bit and find the one that suits them then?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I would always encourage my athletes to go in every event they possibly can and they possibly want to, especially at the county level when they have the option to try absolutely everything. But I was sports mad when I was a kid. I played football. I tried gymnastics. I was swimming. I was running. I was dancing. Like, there was no end to the amount of sports I did. And it wasn't until I made my first Irish schools team when I was 16 or under 16 that I realized, okay, I really have something going here and I need to maybe focus on it a little bit more. But even at that, I was back to football as soon as the schools international was over, and I continued football right up until my late 20s.
And was it tough then to walk away from football, which is obviously something you loved as well?
Yeah, it really was really hard. Like, it's only in the last year or two that I've really started to become comfortable on the sideline of a football pitch and not feel the grow to really want to be out there playing. But yeah, it was tough to walk away, but I think I did make the right decision for myself in the end.
And listen, it was obviously the right decision for your running career as well. And, you know, you've had so many different highlights, but is there any one in particular that you look back on?
Yes, absolutely. So my biggest highlight is probably my national senior title indoors, and that happened in 2017. And I was in my 30s when I won it, which is a little bit unorthodox. I had won plenty of underage medals. Like, I'd won an under 23 title in the 3K when I was at that age, and then I had won plenty of silvers and bronze at 8s and 15s and senior level the whole way up along. But that was my first, and to this day it's my only national senior title on the track in 800 indoors. So that's the one that really stands out to me.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, like we say, you've been a success both indoors and outdoors, and just tell us a bit more about the 2016 Novice Cross Country Crown that you won in 2016 as well. That must be a big one in your career too.
Yeah, it is, and like, it happened within a couple of months of each other. I know one says 2017, but that was February 2017, and then the Novice was December 2016, so they were within a couple of months of each other. That was another one that I was trying to get after for a couple of years. I'd finished 4th, I'd finished 6th, I'd finished 10th, I'd finished 11th. And that year, I was just like, no, I have enough of this now. This, I'm winning this and that's it. I'm not running any more Novice, because once you win Novice, you're done, obviously. But yeah, that was a good day. That was a really good day. I remember the course, and I remember thinking about halfway through, oh my God, I think I actually might win this. And that just spurred me on then to get to the line and make sure nobody got there before me.
Absolutely. And there's a brilliant picture of you holding onto your mom there as well afterwards. The joy on your faces is absolutely incredible, and that's, I suppose, why you do it. But when you're in that kind of vein of form, I suppose, you know, winning two big championships so close to each other, you must feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah, it's indescribable, really. Like, I know they're not world or European level championships, but to me, like, that was it. Like, that was the pinnacle of my career, and it's been the pinnacle of my career, so you can't really put into words how good it feels, and the high of it, and the excitement, and just the support that you get from everybody. Like, my coach knew I could win it that day, but he was warned by his wife not to go near me and not to be saying anything and not to be winding me up. And then,
okay,
like, my dad doesn't come to many of my competitions, but he was there that day. So the fact that my dad, my mom, and my sister all saw me win my national title was, like, that was something that can't be put into words either, because they were there and they saw it. And like I said, they don't come to many of them. But yeah, and then just doing it for the kids back home as well, to show, like, it can be done if you just stick with it and be consistent and, you know, have a dream and just go for it regardless of how big it is. You just, you know, have to put it all into it and just keep year after year, just keep going and keep going and keep going, and it will eventually click for you, and it will eventually fall into place, and you will get what you are aiming for and what you deserve.
And I know you reckon that that's the pinnacle of your career, but listen, 5-6 years on, you're still winning championships, you're still coming first as well. Just last weekend, you had the W35 1500 metres win there indoors. So tell us a bit more about that one.
The Masters, yeah, the Masters is, people might think that it's just some race out there and it's not competitive, but Masters racing is unbelievably competitive. Like you, like in the 800, I was second, but I was second to an over 35 who ran 2:05 in the 800 last summer. You're going out there racing former international athletes, athletes that can run a 4:20:15, athletes that are former national champions, former European champions. Like it's no way uncompetitive, but it's great crack, the Masters is, because everybody, I think, is just so much more relaxed and at ease, and there's just a great buzz when it comes to Masters athletes.
That's it, and you can just see the happiness on their faces as well. And I guess it is that pressure being lifted off, I suppose, when you're, you know, that little bit older, that little bit more experienced. A lot of people by 35 would probably be slowing down, but you guys just seem to get faster and faster.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I think it's just, like you said, there's maybe not as much pressure, and you're just going out and you're enjoying it more. You're just enjoying it more, and it's just a lot more relaxed, and there's more crack, and I think that all comes together with just racing more relaxed and then getting the faster times, maybe, because you can't run fast if you're not relaxed.
No, that's it. You have to be comfortable within yourself to kind of get the best out of yourself then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to finish up here, I know you've got plenty more athletes coming up later on there in Athlone, so we'll let you get back to those, but if there is any one bit of advice that you could give to somebody who maybe, you know, at the juvenile level, or maybe wants to get involved in Masters as well, what's the best bit of running advice that you can give someone?
Oh God, enjoy it and be consistent. Consistency is key. You don't have to be training hard all of the time, but if you're consistently at training however many nights a week it is, it might not happen now, but if you stick with it and you maintain that consistency, it will happen for you eventually. And that's not to say that you have to give up every other sport going, because you don't have to do that either. You can enjoy all of your sports plus athletics and still get your consistent training in and enjoy the competition.